greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you in the name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the beginning and end. He is the bright morning star. He is Alpha and Omega, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is everything. In Him we live and move and have our being. And you know why? Because everything we need is in Him. It's all inclusive. It's all inclusive in Christ Jesus. So it's a good day. How you doing out there? How goes it? Are you keeping on? Or are you struggling? Or are you somewhere in between? Or have you realized in the midst of all of this that it's about Him? It's about Him. And when you focus your heart and your attention and your desires and your affections on Him, that He will lead and guide and direct the affairs of your life. You know, there's a reason that, you know, it's compared, that it is actually a marriage. You know, that we are the bride of Christ, that the body of Christ in the earth is His bride, and we spend all eternity in connection with Him. You know, for us, we look forward to that which God has for us. For us, we look forward to what it is that He intends for us. And we also realize the fallacy of what the world is. You know, the goal of the world system, the world system is anti-Christ. It is, so if God says something, the goal of that system is to do the opposite of whatever God said. So you can, if you see it like that, then you can understand where they're coming from. So if God says that this is the way that nature should be, they'll say, no, nature should be something different. And let's modify that. Let's alter that. Let's change the genetic and let's make it so that once we've introduced it, that you can't get it back. So that now we've thoroughly screwed up God's original design. Same thing with people. Same thing with the human DNA. The desire will be to corrupt that DNA and to change it, to modify it. To, in their minds, it'll be to improve on what it is that God has done. But in actuality, what it is it's to taint and to destroy that which God has put in place. So to make it something else. To twist it and to turn it. Because then, you know, they can, in their own thinking, they can start to try to even manipulate God. That's the goal. Is a part of all this thing, too, is an attempted manipulation. But in actuality, they can't see, and the wisdom of God has superseded all of that. And in the end, what you will find out is that even these steps that they take to try to manipulate God's creation and God's design, it actually, in the end, serves to play into God's greater purpose, to play into God's greater intention and what it is, His redemptive plan being played out in the earth. It actually plays into all of that happening and taking place. So, look, you don't have to worry about that, all right? That's not something you got to stress about. All you have to do is just stay in step with Him and do your part. All you have to do is call things for what they are. And realize, too, that there is a lot of false voices that have gone out into the earth. False Christs. False Messiahs. False Saviors. False Jesuses. And representing a false Jesus. You know, you'll find a lot of these little clubs, you know, where it's like, okay, everybody's inside this little club, and those are the only ones that got the magic ticket. You know, this little group of 50 over here and 75 over there, these are the ones that, you know, have this secret knowledge. And the truth is that God, He reveals to anybody that has a heart for Him. And He's not concerned with their labels. Look, Jesus Christ is not concerned with your labels. All right? You know, even with the early church, Jesus, when he talked to them, he said, look, a time will come when they will kick you out of the synagogues. You know, that they'll ask you to leave. He didn't tell them to leave. He said, they're going to throw you out. So, you know, he didn't tell them to leave. Time would come that they would not want them there. And what you find oftentimes is if you're a truth seeker, if you're a follower of Christ, most of the religious organizations in this world don't want you there because you're bad for business. You're bad for the establishment. You speak a word, you speak a true word, and it actually upsets the apple cart because they've got to be political. They can't quite say that to the man with the big money bags in the front row because he's a big donor. And they wouldn't want to expose the evil because he might not come back and he might not write a check next time. And they depend on him and his wife because she runs the booster club. See, look, when you get a vested interest, you're stuck. When you have a political motivation set up, a man-made agenda, you're now paralyzed from being able to speak what it is that God wants you to speak. You know, those that spoke for God in times past, if you look at it, they did not count their lives, they did not love their lives unto death. They were willing to allow for whatever it would be to be. They would lose home and fortune and position and title and everything else if it meant speaking whatever it was that God had for them to speak. And if you look at examples like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you look at examples like Daniel, who survived four kings, or actually lived through the reign of four different kings came and went, and Daniel continued on in the wisdom and the knowledge of God, spoke the truth. And when people came and they set themselves up and they're like, Daniel, we'll give you this and we'll give you that if you just play ball. And he's like, look, keep your gifts. Give them unto yourself or give them to somebody else. But I will tell you what God said. I am going to give you the truth because it affects you and it affects what you need to do and who you are. And it affects ultimately what God is going to do in this situation. So that you know that there is somebody higher that you give account to. So realize, though, that in the midst of all that's going on in the world right now, that there are false Christs, false apostles, false workers out there in the world right now. Along with that disinformation, along with that, a lot of just garbage that's all out there. And, you know, rather than listening to all the different voices, rather than partaking in all of the different things and trying to scream and do all of that, listen, just quiet yourself. Quiet yourself before the living God. Put yourself before Him. Bow your knee before Him. Allow Him to speak to you. And then ask the Lord, if you have questions about the voices that you listen to and the things that you allow to speak in, look, just ask Him, Lord God, would you please show me? Would you please show me the voices that I should be listening to, the people that you have called in this time to speak? Would you please guide me? Guide me to the right resources so that I can, so that I'm not going the wrong way. And if I'm missing it, would you please show me? You know, that's a wonderful prayer. That's a prayer that my dad taught me to pray. He said, he taught us to pray, my dad. He said, look, if just pray and just say, Lord God, if I'm missing it, would you please show me? You know why? Because that brings an honesty to the table. Because, you know, the human heart is there's a wickedness in the human heart, the fallen human nature. There is a something in that human heart that will, subtly corrupt that which is true and work towards a personal agenda. And when you pray like that, when you say, Lord God, all right, your will, not mine, every day, and if I'm missing it, would you please show me? What he does with that is he takes that openness and that honesty and he works with that. And he'll work with you. He'll work with you. He'll give you what you need. He'll speak to you in the midst of whatever circumstance you're in. He'll quicken your heart, quicken your mind. He'll show you where you're off. You know, I've been in times where people have had disagreements with me, you know, on something maybe scripturally. But they've been true brothers in Christ. And, you know, we put it before God. And God will show. God will show them. You know, God will show you. And if you're off, he will correct you. And they've looked over at me, or they've got my notice afterwards, like, you know, brother, that was it. You're right. That was it. And if I've been off on something, God's showed me. You know, sometimes too, some things are partly transitions. You know, partly it's God will continue to show you something and reveal something to you all the more as you go forward. You know, see, all right, the Logos and the Rhema of the Word of God. The Logos of God is that consistent, eternal truth that is there right now. Always will be. It's there. He is I am. The Logos of God is there. Rhema is your daily bread. It is God breaking off the word and speaking it into your life. His word spoken into your life. What you need for this day. So when you pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, he's breaking you off a piece and giving you what you need right now. And the Rhema of God is God's word spoken to you for what you need right now, where you are today, right now. And that's why, say for example, if you're reading the Word of God, you're reading the Scriptures, and you will read a chapter today, and you may have read that chapter 10 times, but you'll read it today, and depending on what's going on with you, God will speak to you out of that chapter in a way that you never anticipated. And he'll show you something different. He'll show you exactly what you need. That word has always been there, but he's given you what you need for this day, your daily bread, breaking it off to you. That's how you also see and know that his word is alive and true. And he's speaking that word into your life. He's giving you what you need for this day. See, you need a word that comes from him. You need a word for this day. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, you want that word that's fresh from him. You don't want some recycled leftover thing. You know, that's why too, I don't really read a lot of Christian books. There's a handful of authors that, you know, that I've been blessed to be made aware of, that I'm like, all right, you know, this is somebody that's solid. This is somebody that, you know, is connected. But I don't read a lot of them, because a lot of the ones, especially the contemporary, modern day guys, it's not Rhema. It's, you know, pop psychology. It's tickling people's fancies. It's giving them, you know, another Jesus or a prosperity gospel or something that, you know, whatever it is, it's giving them something that isn't real, isn't true. It's stale before it even gets on the bookshelves. You know, but the world pushes it. And because, you know, pop psychology, there's a lot of that, you know, going on in the world right now. Hey, they push it. And, you know, they try to cross over with that, you know. Hey, let's find something that appeals to the mass market. But, look, you need a word from him. You need him to speak to you this day. You don't need yesterday's bread. And you don't need something that was intended for somebody else. You need a word from Him. And He wants to give that word to you. That's why when you quiet yourself before Him, when you go into your closet, when you go before Him and you bow your knee before Him and you pray and you ask God and you say, Lord God, give us this day our daily bread. Feed me, Lord, from your word. Feed me what I need to know this day. When you do that, you open yourself up to His truth. You open yourself up to Him speaking to you. Look, let me give you a fantastic drill for you. I'm going to give you something right now that if you just do this, you will notice some incredible changes in your life. Just every day, if you get up, say you get up at 7 a.m., right? Okay, get up at 6:40. Get up 20 minutes earlier than what you usually do. And first thing you do in the morning is you stop and you go before God. And spend 15 minutes in prayer before God and read a chapter. Just do that. Feed your spirit man. Give your spirit man something to chew on and something to strengthen him and energize him for the day. Stop. Put yourself before God for 15 minutes. Don't check your phone first thing in the morning. All right? Don't go on the internet first thing in the morning. Don't switch on the TV. You know? Get up, drink a glass of water, and bow your knee before the King. You know, get up in the morning and bow before Him. You know what you're saying there? Is you're saying, Lord, this is the first thing. This is the first thing that I want in the day. This is the first thing that I want. I want you. Lord, I want to walk with you. I want to know you. Here I am as a good soldier reporting for duty. Here I am as a son or as a daughter coming before my Father who's in heaven, searching, seeking, asking, knocking, looking to you. And as you bow your knee before Him, as you lay your cares before Him, as you put the day before Him, as you pray for His lordship, His leadership, His guidance, His protection over you, you set the bar spiritually for what the day will be. You're opening yourself up for Him to speak to you throughout the day because you've already set the bar saying, I'm going into this day in Jesus' name. I'm going into this day in connection with Him. I'm not going into this day with a mindset of the world and the way the world thinks. I don't need that. What I need is Him. And what I need is His Word. If you do that, just do that for 1 week and then write us. Just do it for a week. Come on, what do you got to lose? Try it. Do it for 1 week. Get a little bit of discipline. Now, listen, this is not something for, okay, now this is your rule and your ritual and your set routine. No, not like that. But I'm just giving you something that I know will help you. And if you try this, you will see that God will meet you right there. So read, pray, and here's another thing too. When you read the Word of God, come to Him. Before you read that Word, come to Him. And say, Lord God, would you please open up your Word to me? Would you please speak to me out of your Word? Would you please allow me to understand what it is that you would have for me to receive from your Word this day? And let Him speak to you. Let Him show you out of that Word. You know, if you don't know where to start, if you're open but you don't know where to start, look, start in the book of John. Start in the book of John, read a chapter, pray for 15 minutes. And just do that every day. See what happens in your life. You will notice that God will, that your spirit will be attuned to His voice. You will notice as time goes on that you have a hunger. That 15 minutes goes so fast all of a sudden. It goes so quick. And 15 minutes will turn into a half hour. A half hour will turn into an hour. An hour You can pray for half a day, whole day, through the night. You can be with Him and in His presence. It just goes. Because you long for His presence. You long to be in communion and in relationship and in connection with Him. Start there. And make it a focus. Make it a priority. Listen, we're giving you something that will help you. Giving you something that will strengthen you. Giving you something that will equip you for the journey and the task at hand. So rather than getting up in the morning and flipping on your Facebook, or getting up in the morning and, you know, turning on the TV, or whatever distraction that you might have, or that might be around you, or might be part of your routine, you know, don't check your phone first thing in the morning. Don't. Put it in another room. Let it charge in another place. If that's a struggle for you. It's okay. Nobody should be calling you at 6:40 in the morning anyways. Do this. Do some of these things. We're giving you things that are helping you. Do them. It's going to bless you. It'll bless your life. It'll strengthen your life. It'll increase your stamina. You know, prayer regulates the mind and the emotions. When you spend time praying, it strengthens your inner man. Just like when you eat food for your natural body, it gives your natural body a certain level of strength. When you consume the Word, when the Spirit of God flows over you like a waterfall and fills your being, that strengthens you. And when you then speak to people, when you get up out of that state, you will go and you will spend time with people, and it'll just overflow out of you, overflow through you. You know, oftentimes too, what happens is you may have certain situations going on in your life, and when you spend some time in prayer and then you read the Word, God will just speak to you out of that Word, and He'll show you something. He'll show you something that you've never seen before. He'll show you something that you've never quite seen or recognized before. God has that beautiful way of working with people. He has that beautiful way of working with you. You know, He doesn't want you to not know His voice. You know, recently I had somebody write in to us. He was asking about, you know, what we pray about and what God says to us when He speaks to us. And, you know, the thing is you can bring anything and everything before Him. He said in His Word, cast all your cares upon Me, for I care for you. So, you know, and listen, it's not, when you pray, don't be like, you know, O thou that flung the stars in the sky and stretcheth forth the heavens in thy firmament. You know, look, knock all that kind of stuff off. He just wants you to open up your heart and have communication. So, whatever's going on with you, just bring it before Him. And talk to Him the way that you would, that you would communicate. You know, open up your heart. That's what He wants. He died so that you could have that. He died so that you could have a relationship with Him. That connection is there. That connection is possible. It's been made possible by Him. So rather than, you know, following the form of religion, why don't you have an open and a powerful connection and a relationship with Him? Why don't you ask Him to undertake for everything that's going on in your life, including the most important things, the things that are stressing you, the things that are, you know, that have got you down, that have got you depressed, that have got you worried and perplexed? Why don't you ask Him? Why don't you ask Him? You know, He longs to be involved with you. He longs to be in all of the things that are going on in your life. But he's also not going to do it, without you wanting that. You know, he's not going to, override you, because it's your will that's going to be done in your life. That's why when he taught us to pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. He taught us to pray that because you need to surrender your will to his. You need to ask for his will. If you want your will, you're going to have your will. If you want your way, you're going to have your way. And you're going to also have the consequences for your way. There's a way that seems right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. So there's a way that seems right. Seems right, looks right, sounds right, makes sense to the natural mind, but in the end, things die. Whereas the way of God is life and peace. The way of Jesus is the way that there is hope and joy. And that joy is not contingent on your external circumstances, being positive or negative. That joy is not contingent on, you know, everything working out for you in this life. That joy is set because he sets it. And you're at peace within. You're in connection with your Maker. And he's speaking to you. You know the joy that comes when you know that you have a word from God, and that he's speaking to you, and that he has his hand on your life? That you're not here walking around this world all by yourself, trying to just make things work here, but it is actually the creator of this entire universe is undertaking for what's going on with you. Do you know the joy that you have in that? You should know that. You should live in that. You should walk in that. You should have peace in that. You should take strength in that. Know that God has on your side. Look, you know, while the world may ramp itself up and all of the things that it may do, when you know that God is on your side, look, scriptures say, if God be for us, who can be against us? You know, conversely, if God be against us, who can help us? If God be against you, who can help you? It's a question people need to ask. Because the thing is, too, is like when people say, oh, okay, you know, they're worried about, you know, the world is doing this or the world is doing that. But look, we are on God's side. We are on the side of the winning team. We are on the side of the King of Kings, who has all authority on heaven and on earth. And if he chooses to delay, if he chooses to wait, if he chooses to do certain things at certain windows of time, depending on how he chooses to do it, whatever, if he, that's up to him, because he's the king. We're just the subjects. We're also the sons, but we are his subjects. We are also his servants. We are also those that are his messengers, his ambassadors. All of those, though, every form, every title, we are under his authority. We're under his leadership. We're under his guidance. And with that, that means that he makes the choice. He makes the decision. He makes the call. And when he makes the call, that means it's up to him. He also knows the timing. So you can bring your requests to him, but he also sees the bigger picture. He also sees that there's windows of time, seasons for certain things. Stuff is going to happen. Things are going to wrap up. All of that is his prerogative, his decision, his choice. And yes, things in this world are not in line with God's plan and purpose for a kingdom reality to be established here, in the sense that people are not choosing his will, but they're choosing something contrary to his will. So yeah, that's there, and that grieves the heart of anybody that has a conscience or morals or anything that's godly in them. But he also sees, he also knows. Nothing escapes his knowledge. Nothing escapes his understanding. And none of that is going to be able to ultimately stop what it is that he's going to do and work out in the world. But he's giving a window of time for certain things. Do I know and understand what all that's about? No, not completely. I see hints of it, though. I know that he's giving people a window to repent. I know he's giving people times to get right, because he's merciful. I'm grateful for the mercy of God. Grateful that he works with us in a different way. That he, you know, there was a window of time that if you and I, if we were not given it, that we too would have been just destroyed in our sins. Destroyed, you know, apart from him. But thank God that he gave us a window of time to get right. And he drew us. And we listened to his voice. And now we're in connection with him. So he did that for you. So if he did that for you, give him the chance to do that for somebody else too. Pray for them. Pray for them that use you. Pray for them who are your enemies, that spitefully, that speak all manner of evil against you. Pray for them. Pray that God would be merciful to them. Pray that God would show them the errors of their ways. Pray that God would stretch out his hand and fight on your behalf. Fight your battles. Allow the Spirit of God to work on your behalf. You don't have to war. You don't have to fight. Not like that. Yes, fight the good fight of faith. Yes, we do fight. But the thing is that the war has already been won. In Christ Jesus, the war has already been won. You just have to walk it out. There's a difference between that and you having to go win it on your own. You don't have to. He's already done it. You just have to walk in what it is that he's already done. There's a difference. There's a difference between you fighting something cold turkey and just walking out what it is that God's already done. Just delivering the message, delivering the truth. God wants you to walk in his truth, to know that he's already got it all taken care of. Get in the Word. Read that Word. Spend time in prayer. Fast. Fasting is powerful. You know, when you fast, you diminish your flesh for a purpose of being able to more clearly hear what God is speaking in the Spirit. Fasting is powerful. Powerful. God will bless you when you do those things as unto him. So, you know, it's not about ritual, not about, you know, establishing some sort of routine. It's purely, he's speaking. Are you listening? Are you allowing for what he speaks to resonate in your heart? Will you act on what he says? Or will you be paralyzed? Or will you go with the masses? Will you go with the world? If you go with what he says, then know that there's life and peace in that. But he's also going to probably make you an individual in a way that you never thought. Because God, when he pulls people out, they live a very unique life. And you've got to be willing to do that which is contrary to society. Because society tells you to conform. Society tells you to be like everybody else. And God says, no, I've made this one unique. I've made this one special. I've made this one for myself. He's made you for himself. And he would have for what he's put in you to go forward. Empowered by his Spirit. Led by his Spirit. Strengthened by him, directed by him, for an amazing, incredible, divine purpose. And that is part of the journey, that is part of the discovery, that is part of the joy of life, is those things to be revealed and to be discovered. And as those are discovered, there's a joy and a peace in all of it, knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord, Lord over your life, and is over all things, and has complete and total full control over that which he intends for you. And as you trust him, it'll be made known, it'll be revealed, and his peace will flow in and through you. And as his peace flows through you, enjoy it, love it, and just embrace what God intends for you, because His way is good, His plan is good, His purpose for you is incredible, and part of the journey is allowing God to reveal that to you. So with that, God bless you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Please say hi. Also, you can reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook, and you will find us. So keep on keeping on. Know that we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you.